We're checking in, as we do from time to time, with Emily Yaffe. She's also known as Slate's human guinea pig because she takes on tasks that many people wonder about but want someone else to actually do. Welcome back to Day to Day, Emily.
Thank you.
Last time we talked, you had briefly, very briefly, held a job as a telephone psychic. You went brilliantly through it, but never got paid, of course, so you didn't do that one for very long. What strange subculture are you into today?
Well, I'm out of it now, Alex, but for a while I took up the hobby of metal detecting. In fact, I became a metal detectorist. I bet you didn't know we had our own ist, philatelists and contortionists.
I had no idea. Tell me, how do you get into this world if you know nothing about it?
You order a metal detector, and in fact, we looked on the web. We couldn't figure it out. We just called one of the 800 numbers at random and actually got the world's most honest salesman. And if all salesmen were this honest, commerce as we know it would stop. We said we wanted a metal detector our 7-year-old could enjoy and that we could use to find Civil War artifacts. And he said, your 7-year-old will go with you once and then she'll beg you never to go with you again. And he said, believe me, you're not going to find any Civil War artifacts. I've been doing this for 3 years, and I've never found anything.
This is the salesman?
This is the salesman. And I think after he told me this, I think he actually went and enlisted and is in Iraq leading the search for the weapons of mass destruction.
Wasn't this a pretty good hint that maybe you should find another?
Well, of course, we forged on, and we said, naturally, we don't care. We want one of these, and we will find Civil War artifacts, and our daughter's going to love it.
All right. I want you to describe the world of metal detecting a little bit, but I'll just note that not only were you carrying a metal detector, you also used, on our behalf, a tape recorder for some training sessions with a neighbor of yours who I guess was going to help you out.
Well, I had gone out and discovered that I have a telekinetic ability to make metal disappear because whenever I would dig, there'd be nothing there. And my next door neighbor, Phil Doback, who's a retired physicist, is a metal detectorist. And I said, Phil, you've got to help me. I'm going crazy out here and getting bitten to death. So he gave me some basic instruction, first of all, on how to do it.
Shall we try here?
Sure. And then the attitude you need to have in order to be a successful metal detectorist.
Okay, let's hear Phil.
I'm an optimist. And that's what it takes to be a treasure hunter, too. If you're pessimistic, you don't go looking for stuff that's invisible.
Geez, Emily, that's pretty encouraging.
Well, I'm a pessimist, Alex, so there's the number one problem. Number two, everything went great with Phil. We found 57 cents. But when it came time for me to do it myself, the metal kept disappearing. So I think his physics background kept the metal from going into the time-space continuum.
Yeah. I scarcely dare ask. You found 57 cents. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
How much had you laid out for this metal detector?
Are you trying to see if I got a return on my investment?
Well, something like that, yeah.
Well, no, we paid $130 for it, and my family almost broke up over this thing. My daughter, the salesman was right. After the first time, she just became appalled by this, and I would take the metal detector everywhere, and she would say, Mommy, please, please stop, Mommy. Someone's going to see you. And one time I turned it on, and she said, make this your last beep, Mom. Please, just turn it off. It's your last beep. My husband, who normally is not a dictatorial kind of person, said, your hobby is over. I actually did talk to my daughter, interviewed her about how she felt about being a metal detectorist. Now, we got the metal detector because this was your idea for a 7th birthday present. Has it turned out to be what you expected?
No, because I love those commercials where they show, like, the man with a metal detector, and then he shows this, like, ring, and I'm like, oh, you know, I want to find some stuff, so.
Do you wish you'd asked for something different? No?
Yeah.
What?
Computer.
She wasn't going to get a computer, either.
Emily, geez, you know, shifting blame onto the little kid, even in this case when it's deserved, I don't know.
Well, I have to monitor her TV watching a lot closer. That's what's the lesson of this.
All right. Thanks, Emily.
Emily Yaffe writes the Human Guinea Pig column for Slate. You'll find the full story of her adventure at slate.com.